Hello and good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, the 8th of August, and this is Around Orkney for BBC Radio Orkney. 30 minutes of local news and features today with Helen Fowles and David Daldy.
Good morning. Coming up between now and 8 o'clock, on exam results day, a plea for pupils to think about a career in construction.
It's an ageing population in Orkney. The workforce is ageing and we do need desperately to encourage younger men and women into this industry.
If you're at the Lucy.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. The tide times in Kirkwall high water is just before noon with low tide, then at 5 to 6. This is Tuesday mornings around Orkney, and right now the time is coming up to 23 minutes to 8.
It's exam results day with pupils across the county and the country waiting for that envelope or these days text message or email that will tell them how they've done. And today the building industry is looking to its future and asking some of those young folk if they could consider a career in construction. It comes as new figures reveal there are far fewer young people in the industry than there used to be. Hugh Williams has been hearing more from apprentice officer Jack Argo and first Dale Grunewater, who recently finished a modern apprenticeship as a joiner.
Dale, I'm going to interrupt you there. Sorry to...
When you're working... I guess all over the county this morning there will be people waiting for that envelope or that email to drop with their results. You must remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can mind it clearly.
What was it like?
Well, it was a bit nerve-wracking, I would say. But it's not really anything to be worried about for doing your modern apprenticeship. Like, you obviously need some qualifications for getting into college, but...
So when you get your results, what are the options that you're thinking about? And... how quickly do you settle on, yeah, construction is the way I'm going to go?
Yeah, well, it was always in the back of my mind to be a joiner for when I was very young, right? But farming was another main option, right? But I was kind of steered off of that. The parents wasn't very keen on me doing it. They said, get your apprenticeship and you can do whatever you want when you're through your time and you've got a trade ahead of you. You can do whatever you want then, right?
Well, also with us, Jack Argo, Orkney's apprenticeship officer for the Construction Industry Training Board, which is quite a mouthful. Obviously, Dale's story there is particular and personal to him, but I guess you'll hear stories like that from all the apprentices, will you?
Oh, all the time, yeah. We've got a great number of people going through an apprenticeship at the moment. I think I've got around 45 apprentices across the 4 years that they do. So, yeah, we've got a good number.
What kind of opportunities are there? What are the range of skills?
At the moment, I have joiners, brickies, scaffolders, painters and decorators, plant operators, plant mechanics.
So that's quite a range of jobs.
It's a big range, actually. We offer over 48, 49 different trades. But in Orkney specifically, currently I have vacancies for joiners, brickies and painters.
And as we were hearing from Dale there, it's not just about getting thrown into a site and starting work. There's scope for development here. A modern apprenticeship will give you time at college. You've got a qualification at the end of it, a real skill.
Oh, absolutely. So the modern apprenticeship is made up of 4 years on-site and at college. So you spend 19 weeks at college in first year, 11 weeks in second year, and a week in third and fourth year. And once you complete your skills test and you complete your time, there's then opportunity to progress on to further qualifications, if you so wish, management, site management, construction management. So there's lots of opportunities for anyone.
What was it like going back to college? Because you maybe, this part of you thinks when you've done with school, that's it, you're out of the classroom forever. But did you actually quite enjoy it?
I quite enjoyed college, yeah. It was good to get off the site. You kind of knew you were learning. You were always learning new things too at college, and it was a good group of boys that you were at college with, so it was quite enjoyment.
One of the things the CITB is saying today is that the image that we have of construction, of kind of older blokes on a site, that needs to change, yeah?
Absolutely, and it is predominantly a male-dominated industry, and we're hoping and we're trying very hard to change that. So currently we do have one female apprentice in her second year, but we would very much like to see more females coming into the industry. So we would like them to see that there's no barriers to them doing construction work.
Dale, just back to you for a final word then. So if someone today is expecting the results or has just opened them, what would you say to them as to why they should maybe think about a career in construction across all that wide range of skills that Jack was talking about?
Yeah, definitely. If you're not sure what to do, you've got a It's only a 4-year course. You can, if you don't like it at the end of it, you can go and do whatever you want, but you're always got that trade ahint you.
And you would encourage someone at least to think about the option of construction then?
Yeah, definitely. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and, well, I've got a good job now, so anybody could go and do it, like.
Speaking of the job, we better not hold you up anymore. You better crack on with what you're supposed to be doing, eh?
Yeah, dead right. Thank you.
They are busy at his work, and you can find out more on the website www.goconstruct.org. Well,